teaching, because we're all growing at different levels in the Lord, you know, in maturity, in different areas, and the Lord allows that in us. And sometimes our immaturity is based on our rebellion. Has anyone ever been there? I've been there. I can raise my hand and testify to that. This is a continuation of a sermon called the Shemesh, the Servant. And just to give you a little bit of background, if you want to turn with me to the book of Bereshit, that is Genesis chapter 3. I spent a little bit more time on this message than the last one, not saying I didn't spend a lot of time on the last one, but I double-checked my references here. So we're in Genesis chapter 3. This one portion is going to be called Intimate Encounters with Yeshua in the Tanakh. And I got to give you a little bit of background for those who were not here. A theophany, that's a Greek word, is an appearance of God Adonai, Yeshua, taking some form of unusually human form. In order to be visible to human beings, Elohim, God plural, Adonai, Yeshua, took visible form to walk with our father Adam and our mother Hava, Eve, in the garden. That's found in Bereshit, Genesis 3:8. Okay, the word Shamesh, it means servants or deacon or an attendant who serves in the synagogue or within Messiah's community. To apply oneself to be ready to service, to wait. And Yeshua is our ultimate example of that. What the Spirit of Living God wants to do today is to prick our hearts that we may be able to listen to the Ruach HaKodesh, the one who came from the Father above. Because if you remember, Yeshua said, I go to be with my Father, but listen, you will not be alone. I will send to you whom? A comforter that shall lead and cause you to walk in all truth. Okay? Do we believe that the Word of God is true and from Him?
Yes.
Please, can I see a raise of hands?
Yes.
Praise be to God. Okay. According to God's Word, every tribe, every tongue, every people, no matter the pigment of your skin or your last name, came from what? Two individuals. And if we do not believe that, and if we as believers do not live that out in our lives, we are saying, Abba Father, you're a liar. How are we to treat our brothers and sisters in Messiah? With love and gratitude, to exalt them above what we hope or what we think. And if we're not doing that, we are in league with Hasatan, the devil. And we've replaced Yeshua in our lives, Abba Father in our lives, and we deny the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit in our lives. We're to be transparent before God. There is a dying world out here that needs to see a true believer allowing the power of the Holy Spirit being manifested in us. So now we're into the book of Bereshit, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Many of us, we have met people in our lives, and we've said, well, this man or this woman, this person from an ethnic background has become our enemy. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because what I'm going to be sharing with you is that individuals can be deceived, just as Rebbetzin Alberta said today. They can be deceived. Sometimes we are raised in families and we're taught what? Prejudice. That's sin in God's eyes. So let us begin here, and you'll see an individual that was taken over by Hasatan and used for his will. Let us begin. Now the serpent was more crafty than all the wild animals which Adonai God had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say you are not to eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman answered the serpent, we may eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden. But about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you are neither to eat from it nor touch it, or you will die. The serpent said to the woman, it is not true that you will surely die, because God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it had a pleasing appearance, and that the tree was desirable for making one wise, she took some of the fruit and ate it. She also gave some of it to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together to make themselves loincloths. They heard the voice of Adonai God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. So the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Adonai God among the trees in the garden. And Adonai God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I ordered you not to eat?" The man replied, "The woman you gave to me to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree and I ate." Adonai God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me and so I ate." Adonai God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the livestock and wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and eat dust as long as you live. I will put animosity between you and the woman, between your descendant and her descendant. He will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pain in childbirth, and you shall bring forth children in pain. Your desire will be toward your husband, but he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to what your wife said and ate from the tree, about which I gave you the order, you are not to eat from it. The ground is cursed on your account. And you will work hard to eat from all as long as you live. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat field plants. And you will eat bread by the sweat of your forehead till you return to the ground. For you were taken out of it, you are dust, and you will return to dust." In this portion here, we see different individuals who are introduced to us. We look at the source of the temptation. The serpent was more cunning and clever than all the animals of the field that Adonai Yeshua had made. The serpent was an agent employed by Hasatan, Satan. Has anyone here ever been employed by Satan in their past? I have. I've done evil in the sight of the Lord. I've known what God has wanted me to do, and I've done the complete opposite. And anyone here who hears my voice can attest to that. Evil is within us. We have to what? Die daily that it can be removed. Goes on to say, the serpent was the agent employed by Hasatan, Satan, who had already been cast out of heaven before the creation. Our parents, Adam and Hava, that's her Hebrew name. Now let's turn quickly to Ezekiel. We're to know our enemy, not to fear him. As I declared last message, no human being on the face of this earth is our enemy. If anyone comes against us, they're walking in deception. They need to be delivered from the influence and the kingdom of Hasatan. Let's be very, very clear about this. So let us now turn to Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning at verse 13. I don't like to bring up his name, Hasatan. But you know what? We have to be educated about our enemy. And you know what? Our enemy walks by a certain code. There is nothing that he's done in the past that he's not trying to do right now. As he tried to tempt Yeshua and tried to dissuade him to go an easier path, so shall he do it with all Yeshua's younger brothers and sisters who are assembled here today and hearing my voice. So now we're in Ezekiel chapter 28, and let us begin in verse 13. You were in Eden, the garden of God, covered with all kinds of precious stones. Topaz, diamonds, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphires, green, feldspar, and emeralds. Your pendants and jewels were made of gold, prepared the day you were created. You were a cherubim, protecting a large region. I placed you on God's holy mountain. This is God the Father speaking. To whom? Hasatan. You walked back and forth among the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created. Hasatan, Satan, is not a god, for he was created by the living God. Until unrighteousness was found in you. Here was an individual. A great individual was created for the glory of God. Yes. Eternal service. But what was found in him? Unrighteousness, iniquity. Yes. When your conscience grew, you became filled with violence. And in this way you sinned before. Therefore I have thrown you out, defiled from the mountain of God. I have destroyed you, protecting cherubim, from among the stones of fire. Your heart grew proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. But I have thrown you on the ground before kings. I have made you a spectacle. That's what God the Father did. And if we harbor any evil in our hearts, any bitterness towards a brother and sister in Messiah, as Alan shared in an excellent Bible study, that God the Father puts on his garments of warfare and comes against us. God will not allow sin to be allowed in his presence. We are all destined for one place, that is heaven. Our grandparents, Hava and Adam, have gone before us. If they were to declare to us today, they would say this: receive the gift that has come, promised through Hava, your mother. That descendant, that seed of Abraham that would come. Receive him, walk in his wisdom, walk in his knowledge. Now let us turn to Isaiah chapter 14, beginning at verse 12. Isaiah 14, beginning at verse 12. This is Abba Father talking again about Hasatan. How did you come to fall from the heavens, morning star? Son of the dawn, how did you come to be cut to the ground, conqueror of nations? You thought to yourself, I will scale the heavens. I will raise my throne above God's stars. I will sit on the mount of the assembly, far away in the north. I will rise to the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Instead, you're brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost depths of the pit. That's his outcome. See, what Hasatan did is he came to the serpent. And he deceived the serpent. The same thing where Hasatan fell out of pride, he tried to interject to our mother Hava. He twisted those words. He declared, what God is saying is not true. He won't allow you to die. That's the lie from the pit of hell. What is Hasatan's greatest desire? That every man, woman, and child who has been created in the image and likeness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit would be condemned to the same condemnation that he will receive one day. And what has he done through the centuries? He has gone into the body of believers and brought division. Every little thing, every little hurts, every little look, or I don't get to do this, or I don't get to do that, he's allowed those things to fester. If we would look quickly to the Gospel of Luke, and some of us don't even have to turn there, but right after Yeshua, right after he received what? The Holy Spirit. He went into the wilderness to be tempted by whom? Ha-Satan. Who sent him there? The Father. Why? Because what was robbed from our parents in the Garden of Eden was to be taken back. And what did Ha-Satan say to him? Bow before me, and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the earth. Pride, a shortcut. But Ha-Satan was dealing with someone who existed before he was created. He that knew all things. He that played forth our salvation even before we were born. As I declare to you that God our Father, God the Son Yeshua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, before he even formed the universe, had his salvation plan for us. It was all part of his plan. I shared a little bit earlier about I've been used as an agent of Satan in the past. There's another individual. Remember Kepha, Peter? Remember when he said to him, "No, Lord, don't go and do that"? That is found in Matthew 16, 22 and 23. And what did Yeshua do? He saw who was speaking through Kepha. He recognized his mortal enemy. It wasn't Kepha. And what did he say to Kepha? "Get thee behind me, Ha-Satan." I believe that this day there are many times when Yeshua needs to walk in sanctuaries, in congregations, and come up to the leaders of those congregations and say, "Get behind me, Ha-Satan." Because these individuals, I declare to you, just as Alberta said today, in 2 Kepha, Peter, that there will come in those last days. And you know what's amazing? When was 2 Kepha written? Over 2,000 years ago. So from that time till this time, we're still in those last days. And there were lying teachers, men and women of appearance of godliness and holiness. Just as Satan comes as what? An angel of light. The Antichrist, he shall arise, and what will it say? It says that he will be even come to the point of deceiving even the elect. That's who you and I are. That's what's happening very, very soon. We need to know God's word as never before. Don't go by appearances. Don't go by the size of someone's ministry. I'll tell you this, this man and lady who are sitting before us right now, they have stood in the gap. If they were to write down all the individuals who have come through this congregation and were sent out, that is a healthy body. God's design has never been for mega congregations of believers that are sitting around doing nothing and just getting fat spiritually and don't have a heart and a love and compassion from the dying people around, living around them. They'll run over you. They'll step over you to get someone's tape, someone's book. And you know something? All those tapes and books come from what? This book. All the inspiration. And it's sad when you see these ministries that are being built. So-and-so's name is in front of it. I don't need to name names. We all know those names are out there. But you know what happened today? And the Lord just wants me to share on this and close very, very quickly. He said, what you saw today was not chaos. This, what you saw today, was what was happening in the first century body of believers. What happened then if we read the book of Acts? We would see what? A man or a woman standing up, singing a song, giving words of exhortation, testifying, okay? Then we would see from time to time a man go forward and all the elders would watch. Why? Because no one stood in the front of the synagogue and would speak unless the elders approved. We have an excellent elder right here, a rabbi. We have other elders and deacons that are here. That's right, applaud them. They are here for our protection. And then that individual would come forward and they would share. They would open what? Brigitte through Malachi. Genesis through Malachi. They wouldn't open up Matthew through Revelation. Why? It hadn't been written yet. You know what God wants to do here? He wants every man, woman, and child to hear his voice, and this is your challenge. And I'm going to end on this. Seek God the Father for the gifts that he's given you. Okay? Spend intimate time with your Lord and elder brother Yeshua. Okay? Follow his example and pattern. Be filled with what? Not with pride. Not with malice. Not with anything from Hasatan. Be filled with the Spirit and a humble heart. And God will raise you up and use you within the seed of Abraham. Because you know what? We need you. God is calling out Sister Lisa. Everyone should be praying right now and saying, God, where can I help? Now, to fill this void. Thank you, Father. And I got a word from you, Sister Lisa. The same gifting and the same healing that you received from Jim demonstrating the love of Abba Father, you're to go to your brothers, look in their eyes, and speak love and confirmation and healing to them. Yes. And that's part of the reason why God is sending you there. And he's going to expand your ministry as never before. Because you know what? Sometimes we get so caught up in thinking, well, I'm not a Billy Graham or I'm not a Rabbi Ed Rothman. One day Billy Graham, and I hate to say this, but one day Rabbi Ed Rothman will not be here. We need young people to come step forward. We need older people who've been sitting back and saying, you know, I don't know where I fit in. Know this, that as you step out in your giftings in the Lord, okay? If anything's done improperly, we have excellent leadership who'll step in and, you know what? They'll give correction. But you know what correction is? That's love and tender mercies, how to walk in the way of the Lord. And saying, you know what? That thing that you're doing right now is what is, yes, you got it. You got the vision. And what you're doing is pure and holy before the Lord. And we need that. And you, sister, don't look at your infirmities. I know you're a prayer warrior, right? And you know, there will be times here when I'm coming and I'll be preaching in the future. And if some of you come up to me, and I'm going to stop right here, because we have a few more minutes. Because the Lord told me to do it this way. I believe that there are some individuals here that have never testified about what God is doing in their lives. Okay? I said that I believe that what the Lord's told me to end on this right now. There are individuals here who have never came forward and shared what God is doing in their lives. And I'm going to stop right now. Because this is the way that the first century did it. You don't got to hear me preach. I don't have to do this. The words I spoke today are not from myself, but they're from the Lord. Now I ask you to be obedient, those of you who hear from the Ruach HaKodesh, to come and share what God is doing in your life. He started at the very beginning of this service. It seemed all jumbled and chaotic. But you know what? As people walk by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, everyone is edified. Not just one or two, but everyone. And you know what? I need to hear from you. I need to hear what God is doing in your life. Because you know what? Then I rejoice. Praise be God. And then afterwards, Brother Tim's going to come forward and close our service. It's great to be walking in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just as our parents, you know what? They fled from the presence. They thought they could be like God. They made a mistake. But you know what? God forgave them. And that's why we're here. Otherwise, you know what? Yeshua, God the Father, and the Ruach could have just annihilated them and started all over. But you know what? He's God of second chances. And I'll be quiet. To his name be all praise and glory. And I want to hear from you now.